The doorbell rang at 6 in the morning. It wasn't the chime of the estate, it was a sharp buzz that shook the thin hallway walls. Robert opened the door in his robe to find Dave Martinez standing there. Dave wasn't wearing one of his suits. He looked like a man who hadn't slept in days. "You didn't tell them, did you?" Dave asked, pushing past Robert. Robert closed the door slowly, his heart racing.
"Tell them what, Dave?"
"That the foundation was rotted away." Dave turned, his face tight with sudden panic.
"Not about the money, Robert. About the land. The Mogollon Rim project was a crime, not just a bad deal."
Bella hopped off the counter and sniffed Dave's worn leather boots. She sensed the new storm that had entered.
"I thought I paid for that silence," Robert said, his voice barely a whisper.
"The silence was part of the mansion, Robert," Dave said harshly.
"And you just sold the mansion to the highest bidder.
The new owners found the drums. They're calling the EPA today."
Virginia walked into the room, her eyes wide.
"How many drums, Dave? How many?"
Dave looked at his old friend.
"Enough to put the tower's name underground."
Robert felt the weight of the past crashing down. The Radical Honesty Pact had a new consequence. It wasn't just about feelings. It was about the law.
"I should have told them," Robert said, looking at his shaking hands.
"I should have told everyone 30 years ago."
Dave shook his head and sighed.
30 years ago you were a god. Today, you're just a man in a small condo. And men in small condos go to jail."
Bella let out a low growl, her eyes fixed on the door. The world was coming for them, and there were no walls left to hide behind.